Well, good morning to everyone, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, A Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Janice P.M. from Massachusetts, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Friday, May 26, 23, and we are reading from the Big Book, and we're at page 83, paragraph 4. We're going to read the fourth line of the promises, which begins, "We will not regret the past," and then we're going to read the second sentence, ending with, "We will know peace." Now, today's readers are Bonnie T., reading the 12 steps, Joanne L., reading the 12 traditions, and our readers for today are Lorraine N., she'll be our first reader, Elaine B., reading 164, and Julie E.B., Julie E.D., I think. All right. And then our newcomer greet is going to be Jody E., and announcements, Robin P. Now, I have two share IDs for you. One is for yesterday. That's Thursday, 5/25/23, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Share ID is 20294-20294. And Friday, that's this morning, 5/26/23 for our 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20296. That's 20296. And just a gentle reminder, if you're not muted, kindly just press star 1 to mute your phone. Now, this is the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues because our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, quote, "Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers." And at A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Now, here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery, and I will now ask Bonnie T. to please read 12 Steps of OA.
Good morning. Thank you, Janice. I'm Bonnie T. from Chicago, Illinois, and here are the steps. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening As a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service.
And thank you for doing reading the 12 steps, Bonnie T. Now I will ask Joanne L. to please read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jan. Thanks for your service and happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. I am Joanne L. from Rhode Island, recovered in Rhode Island. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, a common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Lease problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards, committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And then last, 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities, and I thank Leah for allowing me to do service this month. Thank you. I pass.
And thank you, Joanne, for reading our 12 traditions of OA. And this is how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Now, anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic of literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. When it's 3 minutes, I'll give a kind reminder. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Now, our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions, pardon me, in the Big Book mean to us. So to share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying, quote, pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone, except the speakers, should be muted. Now, today we're going to resume our study in the Big Book on page 83, on paragraph 4, and we're going to read the fourth line that starts with, we will not regret the past, and continue to the next line, ending with, and we will know peace. So also that we, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. Okay, I'm going to start taking names, and if you could just say your name once so I can hear it the best that I can. and then we'll go on. Okay, who would like to start reading?
Janice, this is Lorraine.
Yes,
would you like me to read it?
I certainly would, Lorraine. Thank you. How kind.
Okay.
Please read.
Hi.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Lorraine N., recovered compulsive eater in Oregon. Here we go. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity and we will know peace. Okay, I do have regrets. Now, since I've been in this program, I think about three years now, those regrets have definitely lessened. But there are some things in my past that I wish I hadn't said, I wish I hadn't done. But I've learned through this program and working with other recovered members that I can use that painful past and mean past. I was very mean and thoughtless. and to help others. And, that's the valuable thing about the past that, there isn't much that someone could share with me that I haven't done or, heard. And so it says here, we will comprehend the word serenity. It doesn't say I will have it right here. It says I will be understanding the word serenity, and I will know peace. Well, I do have peace. My life is more peaceful today than it's probably ever been in my life, and that's because of this program and all that I've learned since I've been here. If you're new, the one commitment I made to myself when I came to Visions was that I was never leaving again. I was in and out of OA for many, many decades. And when I came back to, when I was led to Visions, I just made a decision that I was never leaving, no matter whether I was in the food or out of it. And thank God I'm out of it today. So it says at the top of the page, there's a long period of reconstruction ahead. And I appreciate that word long, because for this addict, it's going to take a lifetime. and that's okay. I'm just grateful I got here. And I'm grateful I made a decision to stay. So with that, I'll pass. I look forward to the shares.
Well, thank you so much, Lorraine. And okay, now I think I can open up the meeting to shares one at a time, please. It'll help me listen to the names. And who would like to begin? First name and last initial, and you can tell us where you're from as you're before you share.
Roz G. from California.
Roz G. Okay, next. Nice and clear.
Joan R.
Very clear. Joan R. Another person.
Aaliyah A. from Montreal.
Aaliyah. Aaliyah A. from Montreal. Okay, next.
Barbara Wynn from New Jersey.
Barbara W. Okay. And one more. Yeah. You're so kind. Everybody's so kind and clear. Okay.
Cheryl S.
Okay, Cheryl. And we'll wait and we'll go with that group and then we'll continue afterwards. Okay, Roz G., you're up, please.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in the county of Los Angeles. And this book, and somebody's unmuted, if you could mute, please. Thank you. This book has given me permission to forgive myself for my past. And I don't regret the horrible things that I did, only in a sense that I can share it with another compulsive overeater. When I sit down in the morning and I work with sponsees, I have the honor of being able to say, I did that too. Or before they even tell me what they did, I gain their trust by telling them of the things that I did with food, of the fact that I, you know, used to cook a pack of sausage, and it would be for my kids, but when they were small, they couldn't finish their sausage. So I'd walk around the table and pick up all of the leftovers that they ate, and that I used to buy really good ice cream for me and then the cheap kind for them and say, you can't touch this, this is mine. Or sit and watch soap operas and polish off full packages of Kraft macaroni and cheese and look at the actresses and say to myself, I'm going to be thin just like them someday. Complete insane behavior and thinking. I'm able to share that with others and laugh at it versus feeling ashamed. And when it comes to being, you know, peaceful, I have a meditation practice that brings me so much peace, because I'm still a human being. I still wear this skin, and every day just about something's going to come up that's going to bring me some, you know, resentment. To continue to watch for resentment, dishonesty, selfishness, and fear. Those things crop up every day. But when I do that and I use the 10th step, I have the ability to say, God, how would you have me be? What would you have me do? And when I listen to God, and I practice either the two-way prayer or I sit in quiet and simply listen to God's directions for my life, God never leads me in a direction that's going to go wrong. And it brings me such a peace. So, no, today I don't regret the past. I do know a peace. I have a peace that passes all understanding. Is that all the time? No, I deal with fears every day, but I know what to do with them. The 12 steps have given me the tools to deal with them on a daily basis. Thank you, and I pass.
And thank you, Roz, right on time. That was Roz G. from California. Now we have Joan R.
Good morning. This is Joan R., recovered in Oregon. I just love these sentences. They really reflect what is most important in my program, and that is pausing and praying and staying connected to a power that is greater than myself and who has a name, but everybody gets to name their own, which is a huge grace for all of us, because none of us are excluded. And I just, in all of my life, and I've been in program for maybe 40 years at least, and I've been seeking peace all of my life, because I was born a nervous little kid, sick most of the time, and never really being able to, you know, grasp living, which, you know, is now just revealed in my life that I didn't really want to live. And so, I just kept running just recently to God instead of eating and letting him rock this little baby that didn't want to live even in the womb, and which had been revealed to me years ago, but I didn't get it then, that was a huge block to believing that God loved me. I thought God loved me, but I didn't believe it. So the believing has brought peace and joy. So this is what these sentences mean to me, and thank you for letting me share.
And thank you so much, Joan R. from Oregon. Okay, now we have Aaliyah A. Your turn, Aaliyah.
Yes, hi. My name is Aaliyah A. from Montreal, Canada, compulsive overeater. So yeah, these two sentences are amazing and very powerful to me. And of course, I do have regrets that come up, but now I deal with them differently. So first of all, they are less, much less, but I process the regret. I have tools to process and feel my feelings. And I have a lot more self-compassion to myself when it comes to these regrets. self-forgiveness and self-love. And this is something that I never had before. It was all about, you know, self-loathing and putting myself down. Now I do experience peace, you know, and I work the program towards that. That's, you know, a very important thing for me when working the program. And it's progress, as we know, and not perfection. Trudging the road to happiness is every day taking action after action with this program. And then, you know, to reach that peace and serenity. And I help others now because I use my experience and my mistakes and my journey. And I've learned so much from them, from this program, and learned about myself and my past and so on. And now I help others through sponsoring and other things. And now the beauty is that I'm, through meditation and prayer and the tools, I'm aware of my thoughts and behaviors. And I have the choice today to do things differently. And this is the beauty thing, when I can identify, oh, this is an old thought, this is an old behavior. And now I have a new way of life. So I ask for guidance all the time through meditation. And this is really peace for me in this meditative state that I'm in, you know, where it brings me peace and serenity. I have tools. I have my OA fellows. And I have my higher power to guide me through my life and help me deal with all the resentments and the fears. And peace and serenity, you know, is progress and not perfection. This is why I really love the program. And, you know, as someone said in the beginning, I never want to leave this program. I've been in it for 7 years. And I just want, you know, all my friends and family to be part of this 12-step program, addicts or not addicts. That's the way I see it. But thank you for letting me share. Mm. And with that, I pass.
And thank you. Right on time, too. Aaliyah. That was Aaliyah A. from Montreal, Canada. Now we have Barbara W. Bob, it's your turn. Star one to unmute, Barbara.
I'm Barbara W. from New Jersey, and I'm a recovery compulsive overeater. I just thank God for this program of painstaking about my life, and that I'm going to know peace no matter how far down. I was down in a wreck. And I'm 68 years old now, and I was, at my early age, I was one of the ice cream in the candy box ladies from Halloween. It was terrible. I just couldn't put it down. But, you know, I thank God for this program and the steps and other programs that I am in that brought me the awareness of my disease of food. And I'm grateful today that God is helping me to plan my foods and eat healthy foods. I would eat garbage all day. And I thank God that I'm really, really grateful. I'm in New Jersey. I'm in the midst of trying to move to South Carolina in November. I'm working my program. I'm trying to work. It's a lot. But my 12-step recovery and groups and the meetings are helping me to stay sane and not don't have peace, because God is teaching me with the steps to keep peace. And when I'm getting emotional, I just stop and just take deep breaths and just stay still and just let it play out. Let it play out. And you know what happens? Things, disturbance, and what's going on around me, it just plays out. I take my time now. I don't have to rush. I take my time. I get my food together. I do what I have to do. And my family is there for me. And things are changing now for me. So I'm grateful for OA. And I'm grateful for the other groups that I go to, because they are helping me in my disease that I had. I had this problem since I was 15 years old and didn't realize it. Off and on. Now I'm alert. And God has given me conviction to know that I have a problem and I have to deal with it. And like Harold say, I listen to him all the time. I have to work the program for me and know what my needs are before anybody else can get help from me. I have to learn how to do it. Step by step, each day, is helping me with this food. The food is the biggest thing. And I'm so grateful. And I thank you. And I'm telling everybody have a wonderful, safe, absent holiday. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Barbara W. from New Jersey. Okay, now we have Cheryl S., and then we'll start to take another group. Okay, Cheryl, your turn.
Good morning. This is Cheryl S. from Nevada. And, you know, my past is my greatest treasure. And I feel like the steps are the treasure map that lead me, you know, to finding that treasure. And when I find the treasure, what I get is peace. And that's the gift, is that peace. And when you think about a treasure map, you know, or like the story Treasure Island, and like all the stuff you have to go to, all through the perils, you know, to get to the treasure. And I just feel like that's what it's like in the program. And, you know, I trust God with today, and I trust God with my future. So I know that I can trust him with my past. And yes, I've had things, I've done things that made me sad, made me embarrassed, made me ashamed. And I don't think that higher power creates bad things for people. But I don't know. You know, I don't know, but I know that my higher power is good. And I know that my higher power has taken my past and used it for good, you know, and it says in working with others, you know, what would I have? How would I work with others if I didn't have a past? And, you know, as far as like someone else shared, helping people to trust me, you know, having something with depth and weight, you know, to be able to share, you know, I did this, I was this. That's what this program is built upon. And without it, you know, how could we convince another compulsive overeater that it's worth doing the work, taking the steps, finding the treasure? And the treasure that I found was myself. I was what was buried. I was what was lost. And by working the steps, I found myself. And that is such an amazing feeling of peace, to start to know myself and to love myself. And there's just as no better treasure, no better gift. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you so much, Cheryl S. from Nevada. Before we take another group of names, just a reminder that we are reading from page 83, the paragraph 4. We're on the fourth line. We will not regret the past, and go to the next line, next sentence, ending, and we will know peace. Okay, who would like to be next? Thanks for being on time, everybody, and very clear when you give your name.
Julie E.B.
Oh, Julie E.B. Okay, Julie, next.
Linda P.
Linda P. Thank you. Next.
Alex K.
Okay, Alex K. Thank you.
Elaine B.
All right, we have Elaine B. I'm sorry. Who was that?
Darla T.
Spell that, please.
D-A-R-L-E-T-T-E.
Oh, Violet. Okay, that's good. Okay, what we're going to have is Julie E.B. It's going to be her turn.
That was my announcement. Sorry about that. This is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And, will not regret the past or wish to shut the door on it. It's an amazing promise to be able to look at my past and be able to just have a realistic eye on it at the same time, to be fully loved in the past, in the present, to be able to tolerate that I'm not perfect, that I don't get things right. For me lately, that's been an exercise. I have young adult children, and there are ways that my disease really hurt them, and they're going through different things. And so for me, that's a big part of that, to have that promise as a recovered person. I also lost someone very important to me this week, my mom. And I was able to have her in my home and with her at the end of her life. And I mean, there's just no way without this program, without the healing and recovering of this program, there's no way that I could have had that time and not regret the past, my childhood, just be in the present, find the love, let her do what she can do and let go of what she's never been able to do, and love her as she is. That's an exercise that helps me love myself as I am and teaches me to try and be of service to others as imperfectly as it can. And that means in this program, there's always a way back, even when things seem hopeless. And so that's what the promise means to me today. Thanks for letting me share. Sorry for the beeping and my fast.
Well, thank you so much, Julie E.B., and I'm so very sorry for your loss. Linda P., it will be your turn.
Thank you. My name is Linda P. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Oh, thank you for the share. It's really powerful and moving. Thank you. This really struck me today. I was thinking of, oh my gosh, these steps really, really work. And it's amazing. This last time through the steps for me, I had been in a very dark place, and it was a lot about it was almost like regret of a lifetime, for there were some circumstances around that. And when I went through the steps again, that transformed. I think that's what the four step does. It really turns around these things that are lies, and brings us, or brought me, to truth and to acceptance. And then in the ninth step, changing, the behaviors or, whatever, the thinking, making the amends. That's where that transformation happened, going from regret and darkness to serenity and peace, really feeling the light come in and seeing, my God, it really, really works. That's what struck me today is, oh my God, this really, really works. I mean, how does one move from one place to another? It's not, this is not therapy. It's a beautiful spiritual process. And everything I've been through is always helpful to another person, to now be able to listen to people saying various things and be able to say, yeah, oh gosh, I understand that. I've just been through that. Here's what happened for me. And that's a gift. And that speaks, speaking from the heart always, I know that helps me when people do that. And I can say, yeah, if you did it, so can I. So there it is. I will pass with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Linda, where are you from?
Oh, I am from California, Los Angeles.
Okay, thank you. That was Linda P. from California. All right, now we have Alex K., please.
Excuse me, thank you. Hello, everyone. Thanks for being here. Alex K. in California, gratefully recovered for today. I used to have so much regret about my past, especially all the time I was in my disease. I felt like I'd wasted so many years of my life. But the program has helped me see that time, all my struggles and suffering with compulsive eating as an asset that now makes me uniquely qualified to help other suffering compulsive eaters. I can say I know how it is. I've been through that. And today it's better, and here's what I did that helped. And I love that something I felt so bad about before, now I can see something positive coming out of it. My struggles equip me to help others. And I have a sense of purpose that I never had before in my life. I always felt kind of like I was wandering aimlessly, and now I have this sense of purpose to help other compulsive eaters and be of service by sharing my story, sharing my experience, strength, and hope. So thank you for that gift and so many other miracles, because this program, my life is just so dramatically transformed, and it keeps going, keep growing and healing every day and getting better thanks to this program. Thanks, everybody.
Well, thank you so much, Alex K. from California. All right, Elaine B., it's your turn from Massachusetts.
Thank you so much, Janice P. M. This is Elaine B. in Massachusetts, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, do I love these verses and these readings. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. I wish I could. I would love to just hide the problem, put it away, get it out, you know, all these things that need to be addressed, just hide them away, stuff them down. And a great way to do it was to use food, stuff it down, you know. That enjoy are always sweet, but they don't stick around too long, so I need to find something else to stuff it down. But instead, I learned to carry it out, bring it out, that there's a treasure behind all of these regrets of the past. There's a gold mine under there. And, you know, there's a part of the big book that says we'll scratch an unlimited load as long as we keep working the steps. So, you know, layer upon layer, the first layer when I, you know, went through the steps, got me to abstinence. Thank you, God, got me to sustained abstinence. Here, a little background noise. And also that, you know, the things that I used to want to hide, now I can bring out. And I can share it with others so that they can identify in, because what I thought was terminally unique is not unique at all, the things that I've been through. The other thing is that, you know, it was me trying to stuff something down with the food, and the fact that I had to identify what those things were that were driving me to the food. What were those things that triggered in me a sense of a need for ease and comfort? I needed to find that power that was greater than myself. I used to get my ease and comfort from food, but now I can get it from God. I can get it from a God who can show me how to navigate the way through these things that I regret in the past and make them my greatest treasure, you know, to restore relationships, to close doors to ones that never should have been opened in the beginning. And I love that we'll comprehend the word serenity and we will know peace. I looked up serenity. It's the state or quality of being serene, the quality or condition of being serene, clearness, calmness, quietness, stillness, peace, as the serenity of the air or sky, calmness of mind, tranquility of temper, and placidity. The things that drove me to the food, the things that drove me to need to make amends, the things that drove me to restlessness, irritability, and discontent were all my dis-ease, my discomfort. And I've learned to access ease and comfort and see that dis-ease and discomfort just a signal, God is more for me. There's more I can dig for if I use these steps. There's more testimony I can build in terms of ways that God has set me free that I can share with others. And so glad to be doing this all with you. With that, I pass.
Perfect timing. Okay, thank you. That was Elaine B. from Massachusetts. Now we have Violet. What is the first initial to your last name, Violet?
Uh, as in Paul.
Thank you, Violet. Please go ahead.
P as in Paul. Darlette, compulsive overeater, food addict from Illinois. Grateful to be able to speak today, and grateful for everyone on the line and the fellowship. I am very grateful today because I don't regret the past or things in the present. I wallowed in self-pity for so many years, and the fellowship let me do that. And I needed to do that, but I can see today that those were my survival skills of the past. And today I don't need those survival skills. I have steps to work when something comes up to work things out. So today I continue to work those steps, and I have many blessings that were given to me along the way. From my past, and so grateful for all of those blessings. So today I just want to say that I'm grateful, and I definitely don't regret the past and have seen many of the promises that are written in this book. Thank you, and I pass.
And thank you so much. That was Violette from Illinois. Okay, we have about 5 minutes left. If two more people can take about 2.5 minutes, that would be great. Anybody would like? Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't get the name.
Robin B., Ohio.
Robin B. Okay, anybody else?
Maureen C.
Okay, thank you. And if each one of you could take 2.5 minutes, that would be great. Okay, Robin B. from Ohio.
Hi, I'm Robin B. in Ohio, and I'm a compulsive overeater living in recovery one day at a time. And when I read this paragraph in the big book for today's share, it was just so profound to me, and how my higher power works in my life so much, and that I had to go back and look through photographs. I was looking for pictures of my son. He's graduating. And that was my purpose, but my higher power had a higher intention for me. And that when I did that, I had to go back and look at memories of me. And when I was younger, as I'm looking through all of these photographs, there was also my history, my past. And I hadn't looked at some of these photos in a long time because previously there was a lot of hurt and I didn't want to go there, but this time I had a different purpose for my son. And as I'm going through this, my higher power is leading me, and I'm looking at my past through these photographs, and I had such peace and serenity and happiness, and that it helped me to realize that what this program has done for me and the healing that this program and my higher power has given me. That there was a lot of loss and hurts, but that my higher power has brought me through that, and that I have been able to heal and recover. So with that, I am just ever grateful of what this program has helped me to be able to have this peace and serenity, and that the past is very much a part of me, and I'm okay with it now. So anyway, thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
And thank you for keeping time, Robin B. B as in Bob from Ohio. Now we have Maureen. I don't have your first initial last name.
Hi, everyone. This is Maureen C. from Chicago. And I called in late, just like a minute ago. Well, I don't know if you can hear me still, but I called in late, and I binged last night, and I had to discuss with my sponsor, who we agreed we need to stop working together. So I am willing and looking for any sponsor. And I missed, I don't know if there were sponsor announcements, but I'm just going to put my phone number out there
We'll have that in a minute or so. Yeah,
okay.
Names of sponsors. So you can certainly wait, and then we'll have that for you.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. Then I'll pass. Thanks. Bye.
Well, thank you for speaking up, Maureen C. from Chicago. All right. So we will now close with the reading from the big book on page 164. And then don't go away. We're going to be followed by the Serenity Prayer. So now will Elaine B. please read a vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Keep you until then.
Gladly. Thank you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the happy road of destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then.